the FA Cup is a great competition to be involved in. We haven't had much success here since I've been here in the first round, and you know, the last tie against Grimsby was always a tough one, but we got through that very well, and now we've got a nice draw to look forward to with Oldham coming to Agbara, and we're all looking forward to it. It's something good for the supporters to look forward to, and hopefully we can cause an upset.
Yes, you'd hope the floating support, if you like, would turn out for this one.
Yes, it would be nice. Yes, I'm sure that, you know, I mean, our supporters home and away all season have been terrific and getting behind the team, but the FA Cup does get other people interested, and you know, the fact that we're playing a Division One team. So hopefully we can get a few more in and put on a good performance and then, you know, keep them here.
I have to admit, I thought you might have had a sniff of sort of extended highlights or something for this, because, you know, a conference club with a decent record against a League One club, you know, and you're at home, crucially. I thought you might just have had a sniff of that.
Yes, we perhaps thought we would have done when the draw was made, but you look at one or two of the other ties, and I was only saying earlier that the only difference from our ground to perhaps a lot of non-league grounds are the fact that this is a lovely stadium, and it won't really, it's not a ground that Oldham are going to not want to look forward to come to. So that's something that probably has gone against us a little bit. But yeah, that would have been nice, obviously, for the revenue as well for the club. But hopefully, we'll put on a good performance and maybe get extended highlights on the match of the day.
Clearly, Oldham are going to be good. League One side, you'd expect that. Have you personally had the chance to have a look at them?
Yes, I went to watch them against Carlisle a couple of weeks ago. We watched them at Crawley on Saturday, and we watched a DVD of them against Scunthorpe. So as we do with all teams, not just Oldham, but with all teams, we do our homework on them, and we know that they've got a lot of quality in the side with Matt Derbyshire, Lee Croft. They're going to be formidable opponents, but on the day, the FA Cup, with that little bit of rub of the green, hopefully we can get through the tie.
Yes, somebody in the Harriers dressing room could write their name all over the back pages come Sunday morning.
Well, that's what I've been on about all week, and the FA Cup does throw that up, and somewhere and somebody on Saturday evening will be a hero. And it only takes one shot from 25 yards to fly in the back of the net, and all of a sudden, from being sort of a local hero, you can become a national hero with the TV covering the games and that. So, and hopefully it's one of our players.
Much is often made now that a lot of the gloss has gone off the competition, if you like. Perhaps amongst the big Premier League clubs it has, but at this level, presumably it still holds a certain something.
I think it's more so now, and more pressure on clubs at our level, because the money that's at stake and the money that you can earn from a cup run is vital. I was only speaking to a manager last week from the conference, and they lost in the previous round, and nobody from the club spoke to him for a week, which is the downside of football nowadays with winning at all costs. But I'll enjoy the FA Cup, I always will do, and I'm looking forward to Saturday. But yes, obviously the pressure is there to bring the finances into the club, but I think it can bring a little bit of unwanted pressure, because obviously the other side of it is getting knocked out. Thankfully we got through and we've made a bit of money already, but we'd like to make a bit more.